Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a short message. Something I feel the Lord hit me with. Brother Bob was talking about the Psalm of David. We have to repent of our sin. We have to make it right with the Lord. Have Him make it right on us. Amen.
Amen.
But I've noticed something over the years. There's a lot of group of people that feel they can step around that. That they can be saved by association. It brings me to this scripture in Matthew 25. Starting at verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wife, Give us unto us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wives answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. There's two things in this that really strike me this morning. One, and let me give you a little background first. Many people preach this is the bride. No, it's the virgins that ministered to the bride. And when the bridegroom came, he accepted the 5 because they were with the bride. So he accepted them. But when the others came, he did not know who they were. All right, this is referring to this little problem. When you accept the Lord, you get a lamp and you get oil in it. But it's up to you to keep that oil going. Just because you're with other people doesn't mean your oil is going to keep going. You got to keep it going yourself. And when the Lord comes, you can't look to somebody else for that oil. Because they'll have enough for themselves, but not for you. They're not going to give it to you. Can't give it to you. A lot of people think because, well, I'm married to Sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so or because my daddy is this or my mother is that, I'm okay. It don't work that way. It does not work that way. I know there have been times in my past people in my household thought because they were of my household they were okay. That's not true. Everybody is responsible for their own salvation. And then look at the second part of this, which I find interesting. Those that didn't have it tried to buy it. And you can't buy that oil. You can't do it. That's self-righteousness. That is trying to be worthy on your own merit. I don't have the oil, so I'll go buy some. God will have to accept me. And then when you get there, I don't know you. Does that sound like something else we've been reading about? Get thee away from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. So I want just everyone to understand, you're not saved by association with anyone in this ministry or any other ministry, as far as that goes. You're not saved by association by any church or any denomination. The Catholic Church cannot save you. Presbyterian Church cannot save you. The Methodist Church of God, Baptist, the Fisherman Ministries cannot save you. Your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. Your kids can't save you. Your uncle and aunts can't save you. Maybe your dog, but you'd have to learn to listen as good as he does. The only one that can save you is Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's something you have to do. You have to work at. Nobody can do it for you.